I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about how Jesus humbled himself. Just recently, I was reading this passage of scripture in Philippians. It just talks about how Jesus emptied himself. He humbled himself and became obedient to God, even to the point of death. And just think about that humility. I was just reading that and just in awe, thinking about who Jesus was, the wisdom he had, how powerful he was, God walking in the flesh. But he was willing to humble himself and become the servant of all the people around him. And just thinking about it, and it says that because of that, God exalted him. There's this pattern we see in scripture over and over, that the humble will be exalted, the humble will be promoted. Pride leads to the fall. Pride leads to destruction, but the humble are promoted and exalted. And just thinking about this amazing example that we have from Jesus, he was willing to do that for us. So why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. And part of what we can remember is just that humility, what he was willing to do for us. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until we prove the death. So in a way, communion is an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. It's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, stir it into our mind and remembrance and imagination, and combine it with something practical and physical that we do in the cracker and the juice, that we can release our faith into. I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, and physical body together. Connecting us with God is super powerful. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord, just honor and reverence and deep respect and appreciation for God and all that he's done, for Jesus and his sacrifice. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. This mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? Because when it all comes down to it, we have to have this eternal perspective. We've got to bring it down into today, and that perspective has got to infiltrate our day, make a difference in the way we show up today. Then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout advice as a way to practice exercising our faith, a physical representation of that, of receiving this grace by faith and experiencing God doing the work through us. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us, so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities and make the most of them today. ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? How are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master and bring some presence and some energy and some fun into our day today. Practicing these four fundamentals. Our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. And this is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. To take our position in the light, like we're talking about today, taking our position in humility, receiving that forgiveness from God, walking in grace and forgiveness with ourselves, and giving other people the same grace and forgiveness God has given us. Taking our position in the light today, kind and patient and gentle, keeping no record of wrongs, always assuming the best about others, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today, one of the greatest expressions of faith. And when we take our position, we step into the light, we step into Christ. God has taken everything he has and he gave it to Jesus. And we get to be in him today. So today, this day today, everything God has is all available to flow through us. His spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his kingdom, his finances, his time, his purpose. It's all available today. So first we're going to take our position in it, and then we're going to start to magnify it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. It's to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. It's all about what we focus on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? Where's our focus and attention throughout the day? What are we meditating on? The things that we're rolling over, we're repeating consistently day by day. Meditation. So to magnify the light, we can meditate on God's word, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can meditate on our righteousness in Christ. Got right standing with God today. He eagerly desires to help us. Can meditate on all the good things that he put within us, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy, and to think back on how far God has already brought us in our lives. Those are ways we can meditate on the light, magnify that light. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Simply choosing to bring them into the light and to magnify God as bigger than the problems. We're all magnifying something every day already. Might as well turn it around. Let's start magnifying the light throughout the day. But God does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. Stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, bitterness, unforgiveness, looking out for ourselves, dwelling on the past, worrying about the future, just trying to magnify the size of the issues and problems as we try to figure it all out ourselves without God, rather than resting and trusting in him. That's where we're going to recognize the symptoms. When we're in darkness, we're positioned in it, we're magnifying it. Might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to snap at people, to withhold good things we know we should be doing because they did something to me, they said something to me, whatever it may be. The tendency to avoid people or withdraw our presence or give them the silent treatment. Then on the inside, there's that heaviness and weight and pressure, like it's all sitting on you. It might feel hopeless or helpless or powerless in your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Then there's the low energy. It's like a black hole that just sucks the life out of you. Emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. Confusion, because when we're in the dark, we can't see. Get stuck in these vicious cycles and bad patterns that feel very hard to break. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. The more we magnify it, the more it begins to grow. And when we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. You feel that faith and the energy and the courage and the confidence. begin to rise up as God's peace and joy and love and power and mind and wisdom all begin to flow through us, effortlessly setting us free. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us the amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around. Because one of our biggest challenges is sustaining our positioning and our focus throughout the day. Sometimes we get knocked off track. How do we get it back turned around? Just takes a moment. Starts with humility. Talking about humility today. It starts with humility. Humbling ourselves and say, you know what, Father? I missed it. I'm off track right now. Would you forgive me? You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself. If you need to reconcile or say you're sorry, whatever it may be, with other people, we take those steps and we start praising and thanking him for his grace and his goodness and his love. And you'll feel that shift on the inside. The weight will lift off you in the inside, all that weight and pressure. And you'll feel the peace and the joy and the love and the energies begin to flow through you again. Then we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and train us and teach us. But we got to stay tuned into his leading and direction. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude to get positioned in the light. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? Just get still and we listen for a few minutes. Whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write it down. And we got to stay tuned in throughout the day because God will begin to lead us and course correct us as we go throughout the day. You ever feel like you're losing that connection with him? Just slow down for a couple minutes. Get plugged back into him. Get powered up in him again. Just take a minute or two. And then sometimes I learned I was getting ahead of God because I'd ask him what the next steps are or what was the next thing to do. But I wouldn't wait for him to show me and I would get ahead of him. And I've learned it's important to wait until you know. So the last thing I like to do in my journal is make out the plan for the upcoming day. What do I know to do? Get still and I'll listen for a second, ask God, all right, what's on your plan for the next day? And I'll begin to write out, what do I know needs to happen? What do I know needs to get done? What's on the to-do list? Anything in my conscience? Anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do? Make out the list, and then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. Going to get connected to him first thing in the morning. Gratitude, praise, start magnifying him, get connected to him. And then we're going to walk out that plan with a good attitude and full confidence in him. He's right there with us to help us. And as we do this, this grace begins to flow through us. And as his grace flows, he begins to beautify. He's the source of beauty, and beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So let's take a look at the scripture today. I was just reading this scripture the other day. I was just in awe of Jesus, what he was willing to do out of honor and reverence for God, this amazing example that he set for us. It's Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. It says, as who, talking about Jesus, existing in the form of God. So he was God. Did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. But he emptied himself. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Just this amazing example. I was just in awe of this as I was reading this the other day. The humility of that, to think about who he was. Think about some of the most prominent people that we have in the world today. Would they be willing to just totally humble themselves and empty themselves and go serve other people? Think about that for a minute. Do we have that own willingness to do that? Because humility, on the other side of it, comes promotion and being exalted, as we see here. Jesus humbled himself to the lowest of lows, and he got exalted to the highest of highs. So, Father, we're just so thankful for this. Jesus, we're just so thankful for what you were willing to do. So thankful for that. We're asking for your help today to help us to cultivate this humility that you put within us. Because it is a power. Something that you put within us, helping us to cultivate that in our lives. I know you've taught me before, we got to keep repositioning ourselves into humility every day. It's got to happen every day. We got to keep humbling ourselves every day. We're asking for your help with that. We thank you on the night Jesus was betrayed. He took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. Through his one sacrifice. So Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins. And what he went through made all this possible, brings us into the light. Father, we just thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. A way we can start practically implementing this humility into our lives is in our workouts. Talk about some practical workout advice. When we do our workouts, this is something I've had to practice, and I found it to be true. Taking a more humble approach. Often I was guilty of trying to lift more weight than I needed to do, trying to do more reps and do more than I really needed to do. Taking a more humble approach where we stay within ourselves and do what we can do. We talk a lot about what can you do? What can you do safely and reasonably? And I've learned this. If we're willing to humble ourselves, God will exalt us to a new level. You'd be amazed when you humble yourself in your workout, how quickly you start to make progress. When we get into pride in our workouts, we start doing too much. We start trying to force it to happen. Lifting weights that are too heavy for us, these types of things, what happens? We don't make as fast a progress. For whatever reason, you do that. You don't make as fast a progress. Plus, it leads to issues. You might get injured. You might have other issues that go on. So taking a humble approach doesn't seem like it. There's a way for us to practice this. It's going to lead to greater progress in our physical exercise. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.